California has spent billions in the last few years to provide smaller class sizes for students in the early grades. But with massive budget cuts looming, hundreds of school districts say that they can no longer afford to participate in the program. In Sacramento today, lawmakers are trying to salvage the ambitious program linking smaller classes with better learning. From member station KQED, Catherine Barron reports.
The program limits kindergarten to third grade classes to no more than 20 students. It is hugely popular. 99% of the state school districts participate in class size reduction. But now, as the state budget deficit threatens to squeeze $5 billion out of public education, at least half those districts say they may be forced to scale back or eliminate it altogether.
This is not something we want to do.
Linda Murray is superintendent of San Jose Unified School District. She says the district has already slashed $12 million and would lose another $14 million under the governor's budget proposal. That puts the class size reduction program on the table.
There just isn't anywhere else to go. We can't keep the cuts away from the classroom anymore.
The state gives schools nearly $900 a child to participate in class size reduction, but that only covers about 70% of the actual cost. Schools pony up the rest. San Jose Unified's share is nearly $4 million. Teachers like Jeffrey Leonard at San Jose's Trace Elementary School say it's money well spent.
One of the things that I noticed immediately was my opportunity and ability to intercede when I saw a struggling student much earlier than I had when there was just many more children.
Leonard has a quiet, easy manner and a quick laugh. He's been teaching for 18 years, mostly third grade. He jokes it suits him because he's still taller than his students. He says since class size reduction started 7 years ago, he also has more space in the classroom to be creative with his lessons. On this day, Leonard is tossing an inflatable globe to his students for a lesson on the oceans and continents.
It's on water.
Do you know what water it's in? Where your thumb is located?
Pacific.
But when Leonard returns to school next fall, he may also return to the days of 30 or more students in the class. Unless voters in the district approve a new fee on real estate in June, San Jose Unified will drop kindergarten and third grade from the program. That will save $1.5 million, most of it through teacher layoffs, about 100 of them. Parent Karen Potts, whose two children attend Willow Glen Elementary, says small classes should be the last thing to go. Potts says if it would save money, she's even willing to do chores at the school.
I would rather go to the school and garden myself if that's what I have to do.
State lawmakers are considering another option that won't cause grass stains. Several bills up for a vote in the legislature today would let some classes go as high as 22 students as long as the school-wide average remained at 20. That would save money, but there's sharp disagreement over whether it would save the program or simply begin the process of gutting it. And that's something lawmakers may not want to risk. In a year when there's not much for Californians to cheer, class size reduction remains more popular than most of the legislators who will be deciding its fate. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Barron in San Jose.